everybody.
This is Diva LaVita.
I'm Lacey Lay.
I'm Hazel Hellbender.
And I'm Thomas Edison.
And we're doing our gosh darn Halloween episode.
Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Hopefully this will be posted
by or before
Halloween.
Candy, 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 candy. That's from Garfield Halloween special.
Thank you, Garfield.
Just by the way.
Is that a direct quote from Garfield?
It is.
It is.
Are you not familiar with this?
I have not watched that since I was like 8.
Garfield.
Yeah.
Steve and I watched it like not even a year ago.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm quite familiar with Garfield in general because I am.
I feel like
an
I'm more familiar with like Christmas Garfield. Halloween Garfield, I'm not as familiar
with. I'm not recalling
with.
Halloween Garfield.
Oh, Halloween Garfield special is maybe one of the best Halloween specials.
Yeah, I think you can find it on YouTube. You're speaking some real... Wait, is that Thanksgiving or Halloween? What is the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown?
Halloween! It's not the Great Turkey!
That's true.
Is a Great Pumpkin Thanksgiving?
It just falls.
What is happening?
There's a lot of pumpkin centerpieces.
There are pumpkin centerpieces.
Tis the season.
And a great cornucopia.
Charlie Brown just felt so wholesome for like that moment in my mind when I was saying that. I was like, oh wait, maybe they didn't do Halloween on Charlie Brown.
No,
maybe
and you know what?
Holy Pilgrim.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown.
I feel like I have this image in my mind of Charlie Brown dressed as a pilgrim. There probably is.
I'm sure they have
their
really.
Own Thanksgiving special.
Yeah.
But no, the Great Pumpkin is definitely Halloween.
Mm. He just wore a sheet over his head, didn't he? Cut two holes out.
Yeah.
Sheet.
Yeah.
I saw a whole debate online where one of the burlesque companies, not in Chicago but elsewhere, they had all dressed up as ghosts. So they put sheets on and then like put brassieres over the sheets and like had clips in their hair through the sheets and what have you. And they were like, does this look too much like a hate group?
Oh!
And then we were all like, no, you are clearly Charlie Brown ghosts. And also you're called the Bootacular. Boobtacular, one or the other. Like, you're probably fine, but I appreciate you being so sensitive. And they're like, we might go with a different graphic.
I might not have done the hair clip. I kind of like the idea
the whole
of
concept. I can't picture this looking great. Yeah.
Stylistically,
not even like hate group wise.
I'm not describing it very well. I thought it looked fine. Like,
okay.
I saw the graphic and I was just like,
I feel like Hazel's got the sexy ghost thing nailed down. So.
Yes. I do?
Yeah. Do you remember playing a sexy ghost?
One of the original sexy ghosts.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
I mean,
that.
I just spent the entire number staring at your belly
you
button.
You did!
Ring, so.
I'm thinking of a funny sexy ghost. I quite like the idea of wearing, like, a sheet over your head like a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
With the eye holes cut. Like, a, you know, standard, like, little kid ghost costume.
But I think there should be nipple holes.
Well, in my mind, you're wearing, like, sexy under things. But, like, over the sheet. So, like, you have your sheet, like, tucked into underpants and, like, a bra, like,
yeah,
over
so that's
the kind of
what they're doing.
That's what they were doing.
Yeah. So, okay, so...
The bra over the sheet is what bothers me, because I feel like there's so much bunching that it's...
But it's
now...
It looked fun, but also as an advertisement. Like, it's meant to be
like
in the window of various coffee
the hair
shops.
The clip on the misshapen
head
might be what makes
But it was like a feather. It was like a feather headdress sort of thing.
Oh!
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, yeah. Ghosts. Hooray.
Yes.
Halloween.
Halloween.
The real
Garfield.
Question I want to ask.
Garfield Halloween.
Have you never seen the Garfield Halloween
special? I don't
think
special? I have. Tell me about it. Frame by frame.
What? Yeah, what happens to Garfield in the Halloween special?
Correct me if I am wrong, Thomas. They go to, like, is it a haunted island or a haunted house?
It is an island. It is a house, haunted house on an island
like
with a creepy old man.
The second Scooby-Doo movie.
Like,
little bit.
Like, Garfield and Odie do something stupid and they wind up in, like, a boat that launches into the river, so they get carried down river to the island with a spooky house
and old man
and ghosts and whatnot.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
We might have to look this
up. I don't know if it's Christmas or Thanksgiving Garfield that I'm familiar with, but I'm...
Well, is there a pumpkin?
Because then it's Thanksgiving. I think it's Christmas. I feel like I remember Garfield, like, in something related to, like, waking up for presents or, like, whatever. Mm. It's been very long.
Yeah, that sounds like Thanksgiving.
Very
Because that's our
tradition. That's Halloween.
No, sorry, go ahead.
Was there a jolly old man with a big long white beard?
This is something that's like,
St. Patrick.
My, like, 8-year-old brain is having to, like, come up with this, and I don't remember exactly what it is that I remember, but I remember watching a Garfield special that was not about a haunted island. That just makes me think of, I think it's the first Scooby-Doo movie.
It does sound
Scooby-Doo-ish.
Island.
Yeah.
But okay, so Garfield
Scooby-Doo-ish.
And Odie go to this haunted house on the island.
Yes.
The
haunted house.
And then me and creepy guy. No, that's what I remember.
They're out trick-or-treating, and then, like, this whole thing happens, and they're like, well, it's the only house around. Sweaty. Let's go get some candy.
So out of all your ghost makeup.
Yeah. What I really wanted to ask is, I have two questions. Okay. First question is, what are you guys dressing up as for Halloween this year?
Oh, this is such a hard topic. What I wanted to do...
Is this really a hard topic?
So, okay. I teach yoga. Yes. For those of you other that don't know, Lacey Lee in her real life teaches yoga. So I'm teaching on Halloween.
Okay.
So, like, whatever I wear has to be, like, I have to be able to go teach hot yoga in it.
Okay.
What I wanted to do...
Wool. Yeah.
What I wanted anything to do, I wanted to go... I wanted to go as Eleven in her blonde wig. From Stranger Things.
Ooh. But a wig is a terrible idea.
Yeah, but a wig is a terrible... And I have a blonde wig that would be perfect for it, and then I would just have to get, like, a cute little, like, baby doll pink dress. So I was super excited about that, but, like, I can't teach in that. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, that'll be, like, if I go to a party, like, that'll be my costume. But, yeah, I might go as... I have, like, some mermaid leggings, so, like, I might go as Ariel.
Sure.
But in that case, I kind of want to get a red wig. So, like, I'll still be sweating my ass off in a wig.
Well, could you maybe just ditch the wig for, like, class? Like,
that's true. I could have the wig on at the desk and then, like, go teach without the wig.
Take it off and then, you know, put it back on later.
But I really want to get, like, long red hair.
Yeah. Well, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just, yeah, hot yoga and a wig sounds like the
worst. Sounds like the worst.
Miserable thing. I've been teaching it for a long time, so, like, I really am kind of immune to a lot of the heat, so I think I could probably pull it off, but, like, the
wig... For maybe one class.
Probably be funky. But I think I just have one class.
Oh, well, if it's just the one class, then suck it up. Maybe.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Suck it up.
I might be teaching two classes, but only one of them's heated. Yeah. Namaste. Suck it up.
Suck it up.
It's the holiday, goddammit.
The best part's gonna be if I get, like, super hot during class and I'm like, this is coming off. Wig cap and that'll be pretty.
No, that's fine.
Although with short hair, I don't really need a wig cap, so maybe it won't be too bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my idea. But I really wanted to be 11, and I was like, a vintage baby doll dress and a blonde long-haired wig is just not gonna happen. Teaching hot yoga.
No.
But that'd be really good.
Yeah, that would be great.
I also feel like there's going to be a lot of people going as that this year.
But so what?
Yeah. I talked to another teacher that was going to go, but she was going to go, like, she's got super short hair already, and so she was just going to go that much shorter and go as, like, shaved.
Well,
like,
you two could team up and be, like,
we're going to be the two versions. Yes! She's a different studio, or that would be awesome. Yeah.
Now,
what is everyone else going as?
Hazel.
I don't know. And you know what? I do this every year because I like Halloween. I like it a lot. I very much admire the people that put a lot of effort into their costumes. And I like dressing up. I like the whole thing. I like doing it. And I think part of it is because I put a lot of effort into costumes, like, regularly throughout the year.
Yeah.
So that I don't, like, have anything left to channel into Halloween.
Just use an old burlesque costume.
So, yeah, I pretty much, you know, I will not be the person that goes to a Halloween party not in a costume.
Okay.
I won't not wear a costume.
Yeah.
But I do very often find myself being like, okay, I'm leaving in an hour, what the hell am I going to wear? And I just find a costume that is in my house that is, like, at least sort of comfortable. And, you know, part of this is because I have, like, 10 costumes in my house that are at least sort of a recognizable thing. Or I can, like, put on... Like, last year I just put on a black dress and I was like, I'm a witch. Like... Or, I think the year before I threw on, like, something red and the devil horns that we had for the number. And I was like... So I will be
wearing...
I'm a mouse, duh. Yes, I will be wearing one of the costumes that I can find in my house. But I also kind of hate myself for that, because I do really like Halloween, and I like the whole idea, and I like seeing people that have, like, gone all out and put the effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I will wear something.
See, I'm always very particular about my Halloween costumes, but also very, like, open-ended. Like, for me... I don't want to construct a costume from the ground up. Like, I'm never going to be the person that does that. And I'm never going to be the person that's, like, scouring the internet and paying hundreds of dollars for, like, something. So, like, I always am like, okay, I'm going to be this thing. And I want it to be, like, really, really close facsimile to the thing that I'm trying to look like. But if I can't find X, Y, and Z that looks like that at a thrift store, then I'm going to be something else.
Yeah.
Well, and that is kind of... the joy of Halloween if you don't have your heart set on being such and such a thing. Yeah. It's like, well, if it doesn't work out, then I'll just be...
But I am still very specific. Like, I'm, like, real, like, particular. Like, whenever I set out to be a thing, like, I can't be sort of the thing. Like, I have to be, like, real, really close to, like, mm-hmm. looking like that. Like, it bugged the crap out of it. Like, one of my favorite costumes is still Margot Tenenbaum.
I loved her Margot Tenenbaum. And I remember that outfit. I loved it.
I do love it, but it still bugs me that I couldn't find a polo shirt dress. So I had to wear, like, a striped cotton dress that was, like, a reasonable... But, like, to me...
Yeah, your life is terrible. Yeah.
But to me, like, I was like, oh, like, it should not have been hard for me to find a polo shirt dress. Like, that should have been something that I could have, like, nailed down, and I just couldn't find one anywhere in time.
But also,
so. But that's just the perfectionist.
I am sort of a stickler for detail. Yeah. But also sort of not, like... I do have a Cruella de Vil costume that I'm a fan of. But it's also very much, like, my version of Cruella de Vil. Like, the wig is the half black, half white, but it's like a sleek bob.
Oh.
And,
But that's kind of, like, going with that. Like, you've officially made it your own at that
point. And I do a red dress and an all-white fur coat. Like, and in the cartoon... And also, part of it is, she's a cartoon. I'm not going to look like that. Even if I get, like, a wig that is the same shape and, like, a dress that is the same color, like, I'm not going to look
like that.
Number one,
never going to be animated. You're never going to be that close.
We're not going
to
paint you.
Yeah.
And so it's very, it's, like, it's my interpretation of it. So it's different, but also, like, definitely recognizable. Like, that's totally what it is.
Yeah.
But I also usually, I guess I have a couple, like, I have that one, but usually my costumes, and part of this is because they're just whatever I can find in my house, like, I'll be a generic witch or a generic devil. I won't be, like, a specific character person, which gives you more.
You know what? If you had a specific witch in mind, or a specific devil in mind, I'd be like, all right, too far.
Too far.
I mean, I feel like you should be one of the Sanderson sisters at some point.
But I'm not going to be one without the other two.
I agree with that statement.
Like,
The good witch?
If I'm going to do a Wizard of Oz costume, I'm going to be Dorothy so I can carry my little black dog.
I've been Dorothy before. Yeah. Actually, fun fact, I was Dorothy when I was, like, 13. And my mom's super crafty, and so she would always, like, sew my costumes for me from patterns. And so that's why I don't build anything from the ground up, because, like, that was always done for me when I was growing up. So, like, I have my mom was amazing. She literally built, like, a Care Bear costume one time with, like, the stuffed head and, like, the belly, like, anyway.
Oh my god.
So she made me when I was like 13, she made me a Dorothy costume, and I kept it, and I wore it again when I was 25.
Yep. Damn. Different effect. Well played.
Or like 22, I think. But like, yeah, so like 10 years later, I wore this Dorothy costume. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Totally different vibe than you were in the costume than
I
you were.
I should think.
I was Dorothy when I was maybe like 3 or 4 years old.
Oh.
And that was like my first pair of glitter shoes.
Oh.
Like, we had to go to Star. I was like, no.
That's where it all
began.
The
shoes have to be just right. They have to be ruby slippers. And we found like these red glitter Mary Janes that I was just like, yes, queen.
Yep.
And my parents were like, yep, suit the outfit. And then I wore those shoes. I wore the shit out of those shoes even after Halloween. If we knew then, we know now. Everything would have turned out the same.
You can't wear the same fucking shoes 10 years later.
Oh,
right?
That'd be amazing.
Would
be sexy.
I've grown like, quite a bit.
That would not work out.
Thomas Edison, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I honestly don't really know. Just
what?
Yet. That is correct. I do not know.
I'm shocked.
I do have this it's kind of like a velour and white fringe cowboy jacket that I had picked up from Brad French at a costume swap
a
couple years ago, and I have never worn it out. I've never done anything with it, so I kind of want to do something with it.
Yeah. You could be Brad French.
But it doesn't scream Brad French, because I don't think I've ever seen Brad French perform in this.
Yeah.
I think it was something that he may have, like, purchased and performed like once in,
yeah,
and then it went in a closet.
I don't need this anymore. Yeah,
because so like,
what color is it?
It's red,
with white fringe.
With
right?
white fringe.
Could you be like a fancy cowboy?
Well, yeah, like, but what type of fancy cowboy?
I don't know,
like a rhinestone cowboy. Yeah. But then it needs lots of rhinestones.
Yeah, that's a big problem for you.
Could it be?
Where
like
are you gonna get those?
An urban... This
who do you know that would appreciate it?
I know a lot of people that would appreciate it. I would appreciate it, but like
it's it requires, what if you just like work. Rhinestone the boots that you wear with this suit?
See, I don't have boots.
Well, then go get boots.
He only has a coat.
I have a coat. I don't have like
although
red
I do.
Velour
wait,
pants
what is
with
what
white
color
fringe.
Is
and
the
boots.
Toy Story cowboy jacket?
Like I think just
who,
brown.
Woody?
It's brown, yeah.
I think he wears a
brown vest. Yeah, it's not even a jacket.
Well, he's like a normal cowboy. He's not like a fancy cowboy.
He's not a fancy cowboy.
He's not a sassy cowboy. Yeah.
And he's no John Travolta's urban cowboy.
I also
a red cowboy hat,
is,
which I think could go with your.
No, that's
coat.
Not. I was gonna say like what is the Three Amigos, but that's not cowboy.
No,
that's
that,
fringe
that, that,
jackets.
That's black with white.
Okay.
Accenture.
Like, that'd be more.
I like that you just pulled that out of your internal catalog.
I mean, the other thing too, you could just wear like some weird clothing that is not your everyday clothing, and you don't.
You could be a pun. We could figure out a pun for you to be.
Yeah, there's
one of my Facebook friends was Beyonce 1 year, so she was like a bee, and then she wore a sign that said like Beyonce, and she's all over the place, like every BuzzFeed article every year, like she's all over.
Bee. Like she was a bumblebee?
Because she was Queen Bee. So like I think she might even have like a crown on.
I was
but
say,
what
was
is Beyonce?
Like
Beyonce.
A diva bumblebee?
But like you just said, like Beyonce.
Oh.
And then she I think she had a crown with like a bee costume. So she was a Queen Bee.
Oh.
But it's like a pen or like, you know, you can
it's
be like
barely a
you
pun.
Can be like a piece of toast with a beret.
French toast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a better pun.
Yeah.
I'll just sneak into my American toast outfit and grab a beer.
Or you can put on your orange yarmulke, paint yourself orange, and be orange juice.
No! Oh!
I've seen that one. I've seen that one.
I'm sure you have.
It was a couple. There was two of them.
There should be.
And they looked great.
So, like, what is a cow... We could think of a cowboy pun.
We'll work on that.
Yeah, off
Diva,
what are you going to be?
I've decided I'm going to be a black cat this year.
Okay.
Because I own a black cat onesie that I've used for a number.
Yep.
Yes!
And
oh, yes!
The number
one.
Is only a minute long, mm-hmm. so I kind of can't use it ever again. Like, it's a number that has to be retired. But the onesie continues.
Yep.
So I'm like, I'm just going to wear that this year.
Was that a Halloween party? Probably the same party at which we learned about cake.
Callback.
Yep, callback to episode
somebody
one.
Somebody was wearing one of those, I think it's a kigurumi, or a very similar thing where it was like a fuzzy jumpsuit, like of an animal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys know what this is?
A kigurumi?
Please explain.
Is that what you said? Like what they sell in the, like, the pajama section at Target?
Yes.
Or like...
It's similar.
At, what's it? What is that?
What is
Boys it? Town shop that's called...
Beatniks?
Beatniks has, like, some stuff like that, too.
Similar in that it's, like, a fuzzy, one-piece, full-length...
But it's not pajamas.
...situation. Well, it can be pajamas.
Okay.
I mean, you can sleep in anything.
But I think the
you can.
If
you're drunk enough.
Anything is pajamas if you lay down hard enough.
that's the tagline for this episode.
But I think that the kigurumi name is a I think it's the brand. It's a specific thing. But all of them are a different animal. Like the one that I have my eye on is a kangaroo because it has a pocket. And
yes,
so
and then
I
can put your dog in
it. Put my dog in it or a bottle of wine in it or just like whatever you want. But they have one that's like a unicorn and like a monkey and like a penguin. And so there's like a whole bunch.
I feel like I've seen Miley Cyrus in one of these.
That's not impossible.
Keep going. I'm going to Google.
But so they make these, like, fuzzy, like, soft things, but you can look like a variety of animals.
How?
And somebody was wearing them, and I was like, you are smart because you are in a costume and you are comfy as balls. Because the problem with costumes is, like, and even if you don't do, like, you know, a quote-unquote slutty whatever, like, you're still probably in something that's not very comfy.
Yeah.
Unless you're like the jeans and t-shirt version of a whatever. And
I'm a serial killer. They look like everyone else.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
No. And it's like, okay, so like I put on a black dress and some black lipstick and a bat necklace that I bought for the witch number that we did last year and I forgot to put on in the show. And I was like really mad at myself that I forgot to put it on. So I put it on with a black dress and was like, I'm a witch, but I was like wearing heels. And it like took me a long time to put on all that black eye makeup. So it was still like not super comfy. So props to the people that wear the kigurumi or similar onesie things that you're like, you're in a costume and you're comfy.
Yep.
You know what you're doing.
Literally every year, I do not, as much as I love Halloween, I hate dressing up for Halloween.
Yes.
I hate it. I feel like I've expressed this on this very podcast before about how I fucking hate dressing up.
Yeah.
Because I do that shit for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I've been told, oh, that is cute.
Yeah.
I've been told that, nope, a costume is not just expected, it is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking make it happen.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, put this on. I can wear my comfy underpants underneath.
That's fine.
I don't have to wear heels.
That's fine, too.
And it's gonna be fine!
And I get that. I get that you're like, I dress up all the fucking time. Most of it is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least not, like, it's fine for half an hour, like, you know, before my performance.
Yeah.
And then I do that. It's not what I want to wear for, like, several hours of walking
yeah.
and
yeah.
taking the bus or
yeah.
a cab and, like, eating
and
drinking and hanging out.
And small talk with a lot of people
yeah.
and chill
yeah.
out and, you know.
And it's like, no, I'd rather be more comfortable than
yeah.
wearing, like, 17 corsets and
yeah. And I appreciate
heels.
The fact that for a majority of the women in this country, this is the night when they,
the
get,
night
to
they get to
yeah.
do that.
Do this.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
I get that. I get that.
It's like, yes, this should be your evening.
Mm-hmm.
I get every other
weekend
to
do
this.
Kind of like when celebrities who do red carpets all the time get married, and they're like, I get to dress up all the time.
All the time.
I mean, not all of them say that, but like the more down-to-earth ones
yeah.
are like, I get to dress up all the time. Like, this is just another dress that I'm putting on. It doesn't have to be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite Halloween costume of all time?
Oh, that is a tough call.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like top three.
Top call.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm gonna say for my first birthday, not even my first, like my first Halloween, because my birthday
first
is,
birthday
when I was born.
I don't remember it. It was great.
No, but like, so Halloween was like immediately after I was
yeah.
born.
Yeah,
and I was dressed up as a tiny witch. Those pictures are goddamn adorable.
So you were like 3 weeks old and you were a tiny witch.
Yes,
wow.
I was like,
yeah.
my parents knew me so well,
that
even
must-
then, like. This bitch is putting on a tiny hat and a black dress, and she's gonna look amazing. And they were right.
Very cute.
And then Dorothy does actually have a very special place in my
sure.
heart. That costume is really fun for me. And then, oh, I've got two more. I've got two more.
Okay.
My other favorite one was when I was a punk rocker and I was like 10. And I had like this fucking shredded jeans and shredded vest and like this giant purple scary wig.
Mm.
And I was just like too cool for school. And that one was pretty great. And then I'm going to say when I was like maybe 12 or 13, I decided I wanted to be a devil. And so I was wearing this like skin tight red jumpsuit, which in the privacy of my own home was like, yes, I am fierce. And then wearing that to school, I was like, I have made a terrible choice.
Mistake!
I was not aware of how much I hate my body until just this moment. And I've been dealing with those repercussions for decades. So, yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Very familiar with
isn't
that.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
You try something
at home.
Yep, at home. And you're
not what everyone else is looking at me.
And then
yeah.
you go out in the real world and you're like,
not okay. Not okay. Oh, no.
God.
Yeah. So those are mine.
Yeah.
I mean, Margot Tenenbaum might be one of my, like, top ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice. That was cool because I, like, went and got the wig and they cut the wig for me to, like, be the right length.
Ooh.
And, like, it's good. It's a good
high
wig.
Class.
Yeah, it's like a real wig.
It's like a real wig.
It's like a real wig.
I personally like imaginary wigs because they're a lot less sweaty.
Because there's the wigs that you get at the wig shop
yeah.
and then there's the wigs that come in the package at Walgreens
yes.
that, like,
no,
never fully unfold.
Yeah, they're different.
And then, I don't remember, I think this was Halloween. So, again, my mom's amazing. And so, one year, I wanted to be an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And so, she individually glued a bunch of fucking white feathers to
oh
these,
my God.
Like, angel wings that she constructed from wire and cloth.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, it was, like, full on, like, full, like half body angel wings.
Please
that
tell
were, like,
me this is saved in a garage somewhere.
I hope so.
You need to dig this out.
I actually thought of it the other day. I was like, I should just hang that on the wall somewhere. Mm. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. And that one was nice because I got to wear it then, and then I was in, like, a church play, like, later and, like, was an angel, so I got to wear it again.
Yeah.
So, like, it was, you know, got its wear in. Yeah, and I mean, I guess Dorothy is nice because it was a repeat. I also have another repeat, like, when I was, like, two, my mom made me, like, a clown costume that was, like, super baggy.
And then you wore it again 10 years later.
And then, eight or nine, like, I could put it on again, and, like, it wasn't, like, super baggy, but it was, like, still a clown costume. So that one was kind of fun. But yeah, my mom was amazing. Like, she would build, like, full-on, like I said, like, full Care Bear costumes, which that one's a, I mean, that's a sore spot in our family, because, like, she built this full-on Care Bear costume, because I think I wanted to be a Care Bear, and then at the last minute I decided I did not want to be a Care Bear.
You just want a care!
And so I got to be something else, but then my mom was like, hey, my little sister, you're going to be a Care Bear now.
We got to wear
this costume.
I gotta say, I do not blame
her. No, I mean, and like, looking at, like, at the time, like, we thought she was so horrible, because it was not, I mean, it's not comfortable. Like, you're a child, and you're in all of this stuffing, and you don't realize that how uncomfortable that's gonna be. And I think, honestly, my sister did refuse to wear it, or, like, only wore it half the night or something. And so, like, but looking back, I'm like, you're a very patient woman for not just murdering us in our sleep.
Just smothering you with the costume.
That was so much effort.
That would have served you right, smothering you with a cameraman. Like, okay, if anyone really did that, it would be terrible. But, like, just to think about, like, you totally deserve
that. That, like, justice
would have been served.
No, and then the other, my little add-on, which isn't necessarily a great costume, but, like, I was super excited how well we pulled it off, like, I'd never done a couple costume before, and, like, my first couple costume was Danny and Sandy from Grease, and, like, we, like, nailed it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Who wants to go next?
Yeah.
I think my... possibly my favorite costume, and I don't know why, when I was a kid, one year I wanted to be a snow leopard.
What?
Specifically.
Not a specific snow leopard, just a snow leopard. And so
I just think it's like a snow, like it has to be a white
a snow leopard.
I can't be a
regular leopard isn't endangered enough. Like I
But no, I kind of relate to this because I feel like I had to think about snow leopard specifically as well.
I don't know. I was a kid, I was like what, 6 or 7?
You know, if you're endangered, they get more plays. You get more specials. So you're like, maybe that cool snow leopard.
Or possibly I just saw the fabric at the store and was
I think I had a snow leopard from the zoo. Like, the stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're majestic creatures.
Yeah.
But my mom was also quite good at sewing.
Yeah.
And she made me a whole little outfit.
Was there stuffing in the head?
There was not stuffing in the head. It doesn't sound quite as intense.
Did she originate ears on the hoodie?
I had ears on the hoodie.
Ah!
Yeah, but it was like, I'm thinking about it was kind of kangaroo-ish in that it was like, I think it was like a onesie.
Get that one again.
It was like kind of a onesie type situation. Like, the whole thing was fur. Must have been very sweaty. But yeah, like, the whole thing was fur.
I mean, to be fair, we're in the Midwest, so like October tends to be
very
a little
cold,
chillier, so it's okay.
And it had, like, it had a tail. I had little... glove. I think the paws were removable. I had, like, gloveies that I could take off so I could use my hands as needed. And the hoodie with little ears, and it was very cute, very comfy.
This sounds amazing.
Do
you think your mother could make one of these now?
I could ask her.
I would buy one of these.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll find out.
She can be that one company's competitor.
And,
yes.
Yeah, I don't know why, for some reason, I do remember this, and I was like, for some reason, I just wanted to be a freaking snow leopard. You know, kids get, like, these ideas, and you're just like, what the hell are you talking about? It was very important.
Yeah.
And there was no, like, Disney movie about snow leopards or anything. Like, I just...
No,
I don't remember that from Beauty and the Beast.
I feel like I really was into snow leopards.
Yeah.
It was just an 80s kid thing to be.
Maybe.
Like,
but I don't think I was, like, into them per se.
What's
really
cartoon TV something had a snow leopard?
Yeah,
like
She-Ra, but like something along those lines.
Oh yeah,
I feel like I know. Yeah, I feel like that does feel familiar.
This
someone
no
like
me.
He-Man. What is He-Man?
He-Man had like
eyes.
This
a tiger or something, right?
He had this thing that really wasn't like a tiger. It was like a liger.
Well, a regular tiger wasn't endangered.
No, but like it, animal it was a creature being that had character. A personality and a yeah. face but and no, were talking I do shit feel like that.
Yeah.
Google it.
We're gonna see okay. if the, maybe the Google there was comes one. Up with some sort of answer.
I don't know. I don't recall this being based on anything specific. It was just what I wanted to
but
do.
No, but no, I feel like it's a very, I feel it's a very trendy 80s kid thing to like snow leopards maybe. For some reason.
Do we need to do
was
a part She-Ra three?
Thundercat?
We can do a part three that's all about the 80s. But now we have to continue on with the costumes.
What's your favorite costume?
No, I you've honestly, got like only, we only said one.
Okay, you know what? We're going to have to cut it off here because my God, we've gone on for so long.
Halloween!
We're going to do a part three, you guys!
Halloween!
Ah! We've never done a part three before. So, we'll see you guys in a minute.
I'm just going to keep listening.
Keep saying it!
Halloween!